Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Jimmy John's America's number one sandwich delivery, Fast Ed speaking. I'm on my way.
I'm in the backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir, freaky fast and freaky good, but I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side...
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lap this far.
Oh, I guess she's been working out.
Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's. Freaky fast. Freaky fresh.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
I'm going to help you with a car loan.
State Farm can do that? Well, that means I can do anything on the radio. Like take on a zombie apocalypse with a steamroller.
Oh, no.
Coming through.
Look, I'm not just saying State Farm helps your life go right with car loans because I can say anything on the radio.
Pardon me.
I'm saying we have car loans because State Farm Bank does indeed offer car loans.
Backing up, sir, zombie, if you don't mind.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
3 o'clock for the Chicago Wolves update studio. One of the weird things about the Cubs this season, they've got a winning record on the road, but a losing record at home. Cubs host the Reds tomorrow night. Cubs 7-9 at Wrigley this season. One of the reasons they enter tomorrow's game with a losing record of 18-19 overall. In California, White Sox visiting the Angels tonight. The Sox call up right-hander Gregory Infante. NBA playoffs, Washington at Boston for Game 7. Cleveland waits for the winner. The Wizards have lost 8 straight games in Boston, including 0-5 this season. They haven't beaten the Celtics in Boston since 2014. Kawhi Leonard likely out for Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals. So says Spurs coach Greg Popovich, who says Golden State big man Zaza Pachulia was dangerous and unsportsmanlike on the play that injured Leonard's ankle. Pachulia closed out on a jump shot, landed sideways on Leonard's foot. Tennis, Roger Federer will not play in the French Open. Football had a chance to learn some things about the Bears draft class during rookie minicamp, including the diet that helped transform tight end Adam Shaheen from a college basketball player to an NFL tight end. One word, Chipotle.
I do have a go-to order. I get a burrito, and then I get extra, extra white rice, and then double chicken, which you got to tell them one scoop of chicken first because they'll try to mix it in, and you won't get as much, and then just a little bit of corn, and then that's it.
It's worked. Shaheen is 6'6", 277 pounds. Meantime, the Bears have signed fourth-round pick Eddie Jackson. College basketball, former Illini, top recruit Jeremiah Tillman signs with Missouri. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to grandviewhomes.com. Join the Score's Mully and Hanley, broadcasting live from Dunkin' Donuts in Glenview on Friday from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. for the 15th annual Cop on a Rooftop event to raise awareness and donations for Special Olympics Illinois. Stop by the broadcast and enter to win great score prizes. America runs on Dunkin'. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tomorrow night at 6:30 when the Cubs take on Cincinnati on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Leonard answers back a corner three, and Leonard's hurt.
I think on his own guy.
And a foul. The Spurs wanted to stop the clock, and Kawhi Leonard is hurt. And you can see he's upset. Of course, the left ankle and the left quad forced him to miss game 6. Leonard fires from the corner. And Leonard goes down again. And he's in pain again in front of the Spurs bench. That ankle taking a pounding here in the third quarter, one that was already sore.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
And a highlight from ABC. The Western Conference Finals are underway as the Golden State Warriors, who are dead in the water and going to lose game 1. And all of a sudden, Kawhi Leonard comes down on a questionable play by one Zaza Pachulia, and now the series might be over. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Also, live on the video stream at 670thescore.com, brought to you by American Needle. American Needle is a true Chicago original, buy local from American Needle. Dan, when Kawhi Leonard hurt his ankle.
Out for game two also, by
the way. He's out for game two. They were up 23 points, and immediately I said to myself, well, now the basketball gods have handed this game over to the Golden State Warriors.
18-0 run then?
Yeah, 18-0 run. You have a max player. And, you know, you get paid a certain amount of money because that's what the market bears. But you have a max player that allowed a 23-point lead to be erased in LaMarcus Aldridge, who had a 17-point first quarter when everything was sweet. All the shots were falling. They were going to Jonathan Simmons to try to get a bucket. It shows you how
but
valuable
they were running everything through Aldridge. They have a very Pop has such a clever way of finding him space in the post where he'll start him in the corner, and rather than try to screen him into post position, it's a duck in, and they simply wait for a little slack spot of the defensive rotation, and they're so good at punching it into him in a tiny little space.
Problem is,
and
he's not good at punching it into the rim.
The problem is,
he likes to fade away
exactly,
and go to the sideline.
Exactly, that everything he got was over. He does that wrong.
Draymond Green just stood up and put his hands up.
And he does the wrong shoulder, the Nikita Wilson thing you don't expect him to do over that shoulder. Yeah. But he's always falling away. He's not in rebounding position. And what back to what's important here. Pachulia's move, if you've been around the NBA a long time, that's verboten. And it was always guards doing it because it used to be perimeter players. Generally, you know, the big guys were down underneath and the point guard, John Stockton was the worst. John Stockton would come out there and the moment you raised up on your jumper, he'd make it look like a closeout. But he's making you think about where his foot is, because that's a good way to roll a guy's ankles. Yeah.
And it makes you think about landing rather than following through on your shot. Eric Snow was notorious for it, some other guys as well.
And if you did it to Michael Jordan, he would register that. He'd be like, okay, you're doing that. And then he would find a time shortly thereafter to punch you in the junk.
No.
Immediately. That was considered.
Chris Paul doesn't even wait until he lands on your ankle. Just punches you in the balls for no reason.
That was the proper response, was considered, okay, there's that, I'm going to punch you in the balls.
Yeah, there's certain things that are taught, you know, snake bites. Ron Adams is great at that, you know, pushing a guy's elbow at the top of his jump shot, just to touch him a little bit, take things off course just a little bit. Now, I will say this, when the stakes are that high, and you know what's on the line, and we talk about cheating versus trying. Zaza Pachulia, this is a lot of reputation stuff as well. But Zaza Pachulia doesn't close out very often on a corner three.
And that was an under control, thoughtful closeout.
When
that was not him on skates chasing.
Did you think it was dirty when you saw it immediately?
Yep.
I didn't. And then when the replays happened over and over again, I was like, all right. And then I started to think about who the guy is. You know, you're getting firmly underneath his jump shot too. Mm-hmm. This isn't just a 1 foot situation. This is putting both feet in. The worst that you're going to come out with is somebody steps on your ankle or steps on your shin, kicks you in the shin. But the worst that player is going to come out with is what you saw in the hell. This is why he missed game six. This is why he missed an elimination game against the Houston Rockets. And I can't help but thinking, I tweeted about it last night. I can't help anytime I see a player playing on an ankle, I can't help but think about Grant Hill and what Doug Collins was asked to do and forced to do by ownership, him and Allen Houston and Lindsey Hunter. It was supposed to be a nice little threesome for a long time in Detroit, and he played on a bad ankle. And that thing started rubbing bone on bone, and Grant Hill was never the same again. Grant Hill was going to be one
still
of the greatest.
Still a Hall of Fame player.
Yeah, he was going to be one of the greatest, though. Grant Hill was doing LeBron things before LeBron in terms of the versatility to his game. I like to call Giannis Antetokounmpo Mega Pippen because of all the things he does in the stat sheet. Grant Hill was doing things that Pippen was doing while Pippen was in the game and scoring 22, 23, 24 a game. So when I see Kawhi Leonard.
He was a better facilitator than Scotty.
Yeah, when I see Kawhi go through that, I'm thinking to myself, yeah, you probably. And they get a week now. Between yesterday and game three, You know, you get your stim and all that other stuff, and yeah, but was it a dirty
once you
play?
Get laxity, as you know, you know better than anybody.
That's
once,
not going
to
heal.
Once those ligaments start to get loose on you, they can do a couple of things, but you're dealing with that for the rest of your career in one way or another. And sometimes, like you say, you get these compensatory injuries that
he got a quad, like the ankle affected his quad in the Houston series.
Now here's Greg Popovich today on the Pachulia play.
For elbowing Patty Mills, the play where he took Kawhi down and locked his arm in Dallas and could have broken his arm. Ask David West, his current teammate, how things went when Zsa was playing for Dallas and he and David got into it. And then think about the history he's had and what that means to a team, what happened last night. A totally unnatural closeout that the league has outlawed years ago and pays great attention to it. And Kawhi's not there. And you want to know how we feel about it. You want to know if that lessens our chances or not. We're playing very possibly the best team in the league. You know, we don't know what's going to happen in the East. And 9.75 people out of 10 would figure the Warriors will beat the Spurs. Well, we've had a pretty damn good season. We've played fairly well in the playoffs. I think we're getting better. And we're up 23 points in the third quarter against Golden State. And Kawhi goes down like that. And you want to know if our chances are less, and you want to know how we feel, that's how we feel. Follow up. I think when you're texting and you end up killing somebody, but you might not have intended to do that. All I care is what I saw. All I care about is what happened. And the history there exacerbates the whole situation and makes me very, very angry.
That was Greg Popovich from today's shoot around. Didn't mince words at all. Greg Popovich has found himself in a very, very interesting place where he is not just a great coach, but he's turned himself into a little bit of a league spokesman as well on many different things. And this is what I find most interesting about Greg Popovich's entire tenure. Yeah, he's got the 5 championships. He's going down as one of the greatest coaches of all time. But what has happened over the last year or so, year and a half, with Greg Popovich speaking about things that, and I know, and by the way, this is a little bit of a spoiler alert, like the Olympic updates, stick to sports, people. You might feel uncomfortable here in the next 20 seconds or so. But what Greg Popovich has become, and I don't like the fact that he, the sideline reporters get treated like garbage, and then all of a sudden it's become funny. Well, it's become funny because people had to start laughing at it because it was cringeworthy. They still got a job to do. And I'm on record as saying that. Like, I believe that they have a job to do. Help them do their jobs. It's a partnership with the league. But other than that, Greg Popovich has spoken out on things, whether it be the Colin Kaepernick stuff, the social unrest that has happened in this country over the last couple of years. And I find it absolutely fascinating that the lack of questioning from everybody, the stick to sports people, they don't come for him.
And he's in the middle of Texas.
He's not only in the middle of Texas, he is in the middle of the league that you would expect everybody else around him to be that guy. And he's that guy. This guy with a military background, all the things that you want to staple to how you feel about this country, he's lived it. He's been there. He's seen it. He's done it. He's had the broadest talent base in terms of international talent of any franchise in the game. Mm-hmm. So he's not just cultured, but he's brought other cultures into his team.
He's the one with a woman on his bench.
Yeah. Like, Greg, I'm telling you, we're at the end of it now, but 10, 15 years from now, when we start to talk about where Greg Popovich has been and for a very long time, and we're just learning about it now for the last couple of years, I mean, his commentary on things that if anybody else in the league, and I'm not just talking about black dudes, I'm talking about some of the white guys as well with tenure who could speak up and say how they feel about
Steve
things.
Well, Steve Kerr has.
Yeah,
Steve Kerr as well. Stan Van Gundy.
Nah, but it's a different, there's a different bite to it with Greg Popovich for some reason. And he's had comments about, and I still don't know his political affiliation. That's the other thing too. I still don't. You roll your eyes, but I think Greg Popovich is a lot more conservative than you believe.
Oh, no. He's been pretty clear about some of this stuff.
But it's about, for me, it's about a dude in a league where it's the only league, I believe, that has the you have to stand up for the anthem rule, too. Mandatory. The NBA instituted that a while ago. And WNBA just didn't
enforce
it.
Was that Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf?
I believe it was shortly after that.
He would turn his back and pray into his hands. Yeah.
But what Greg Popovich, the realm that Greg Popovich has found himself in and actually put himself in, I find absolutely fascinating.
Oh, he's an amazing character about whom a lot of really good things have been written. He's an unbelievably generous man who doesn't want anybody to be aware of what he does. Like when he left a $5,000 tip a couple of weeks ago for a server and was really, really unhappy that somebody took a picture of it and put it on Twitter. He does stuff like that all the time. For people who don't really know the Popovich background, this is just from Wikipedia here for expediency's sake. Said he was born in East Chicago, Indiana, as a Serb father and Croat mother. Attended Merrillville High School, graduated in 1970 from the U.S. Air Force Academy, played basketball for four seasons at the academy, and his senior year was a team captain and the leading scorer, graduated with a bachelor's degree in Soviet studies, and underwent Air Force intelligence gathering and processing training. At one point, he considered a career with the Central Intelligence Agency. Mm-hmm. Then he served 5 years of required active duty in the U.S. Air Force, during which he toured Eastern Europe and the Soviet Union with the U.S. Armed Forces basketball team. And he was captain of the Armed Forces team, which won the AAU championship, was part of the 1972 U.S. Olympic basketball team trials. And then he got into coaching at the Air Force Academy and eventually earned a master's degree and then got into coaching. He was the GM of the Spurs, mm-hmm. who then said, you know what? I'm gonna coach this.
Catch you later, Bob Hill. They just got Tim Duncan.
Bob, nice hair.
It's been real.
Yeah. You look good.
But
go,
why do
go
you
go coach Fordham?
See, when people talk about when people talk about distractions, and we're talking about a backup quarterback as a distraction to an NFL team. This is the GM, the everyday overseer of an NBA franchise. A five-time champion. We are going to be talking about him with the likes of Red Auerbach and Phil Jackson and some of the greatest of all time. Why do you think he's able to move in the areas and talk the way he talks without as much pushback?
I think part of it is the way he does it, and he's so lucid and so elegant, it's very difficult to argue against him. I mean, unless you're just trying.
Unless
you just want, it's just, he presents everything.
He thinks about the counter argument in his argument, it seems.
All right, if you haven't heard what he said before the game yesterday, he said a lot about what's going on in our world. But he took time, he went out of his way because he knows this is more important. He knows there are things going on.
Exactly. No matter what your title is, you're a citizen of the country.
With a platform and a microphone. And he had some thoughts on the current state of our democracy that interested some people. And like you say, have not elicited a great deal of pushback because they're, with every passing day, there are more and more people, regardless of what tribe to which they have belonged. There are more and more people every day understanding the seriousness of a decision that our country made. And he talked about it at some length yesterday, and you'll hear that in just a moment. This segment was brought to you by Cece's. Only at Cece's, enjoy the $5 and change unlimited buffet, all your favorite pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert, all for one great price. Cece's prices may vary. Len Casper will talk Cubs at 4, but I want you to hear what Pop said yesterday, because it's really compelling stuff. It's next on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Thursday, we're doing the show from Wrigley Field. You need a ticket to come to the game where we're broadcasting in the bleachers.
What if I just hang around outside and go, woo, Cubs, woo, and say that I want to get in?
I don't think they'd let you in.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Game 7 tonight in Boston, Celtics and Wizards. And after the Celtics went into the district, dressed for the Wizards' funeral, they very nearly had them buried with a 5-point lead and 90 seconds to go, only to have John Wall rise up out of the grave and bury a dagger in the back of the Seas. So for Boston's sake, they better pull this thing off, because you cannot go full funeral and then blow a 3-2 lead. You can't go to the district, rip a move from the Wizards themselves, who came into Boston late in the regular season and smashed the Celtics after wearing all black to their barn, and then blow that 5-point lead with 90 seconds to go. It's a killer move if you finish the job. Just like packing one suit when you have two shots to close out a team in the finals. But you better get it done. Lose that game, and you don't look like you dressed for a funeral. You look like you dressed for a catering gig. I'm Jim Rome.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent estate company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent estate advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-a-state.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Your idea of adventure, whether you enjoy running around the block, hiking the Rockies, or pitching a tent in the backyard, got the store for you. It's Sierra Trading Post, a part of the TJ Maxx family that's opened two new stores just outside of Chicago in both Kildare and Wheaton. Be the first to explore your new Sierra Trading Post stores open in Wheaton and Kildare. Let the adventure and the savings begin. You can explore now through May 21st, 2017, and enter in store for a chance to win a $1,000 gift card. Open only to legal residents of the United States and D.C. who are 18 years of age or older. You can see official rules at stp.me/WHEGO and stp.me/KILFA for complete details and entry periods. Shop your new Sierra Trading Post stores now open in Wheaton and Kildare for apparel, gear, footwear, and savings.
Wind Towers.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Just like the passion Chicago has for baseball, Lakeshore Recycling Systems is passionate about their customers and providing exceptional service. With 7 facilities across Chicagoland, LRS is Illinois' largest and fastest growing independent waste processing company. Their goals are simple: deliver the equipment to fit the needs for your business or home with the highest level of customer service. With over 700 dedicated employees, LRS is a championship team. Partner with Lakeshore Recycling Systems today and request a quote online at lrsrecycles.com. Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicago's go to waste solutions provider.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to vitas.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com, or call 888-VITAS-80.
I'm here with Jeff Anderson, president and CEO of Lake Forest Graduate School of Management. Lake Forest builds great leaders who change lives and propel businesses forward. Jeff, you've said leaders are really psychologists. What does psychology have to do with leadership?
So I heard one of the baseball managers in town say that he's really just a psychologist. That's an amazing observation, given the increased use of sophisticated metrics and the complicated business that modern baseball has become. But the truth is, every institution is a people business. business, and every leader's most important role is to select, coach, and develop talent. Too often we get overly focused on desired outcomes or the endless list of tasks we need to complete. The best leaders spend most of their time thinking about what the team needs from them, and it drives how they allocate their time.
Through the MBA and corporate learning solutions, Lake Forest cultivates working professionals into broad thinkers and strong leaders with the tools to make a difference in their organizations and communities. Learn more at lakeforestmba.edu. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins on the Cubs.
I'm a Chicago kid who grew up in the 90s, so I expect three-peats and dynasties. The goal is to win the World Series every year this core of the Cubs steps on. That's not realistic, but the expectation is absolutely World Series or bust.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero.
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air.
It's got a chance. Cubs win.
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Ryan Pace.
Are you going to make yourself more available this season?
Kind of nice to have one voice, and that's your head coach.
But he doesn't say anything. All he does is grumble.
You guys do seem pretty cool, so maybe I should be on more accessible for you two.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Hello again, everybody. Harry Carey back at Wrigley Field. We're out in the bleachers.
Thursday, in the spirit of Harry Carey, The Score's Spiegel and Parkins Show will do their show live from the left field bleachers at Wrigley Field from 9 a.m. to 12:45, leading up to the pregame of Cubs-Reds.
Danny, I can't believe we get to join the short list of people who've had the chance to broadcast from the bleachers.
And I promise to be sober until after the show.
Don't miss Spiegel and Parkins broadcasting live from the left field bleachers at Wrigley, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. We tease some comments by one Greg Popovich and how he has put himself squarely at the forefront of the stick to sports guys not sticking to sports. I mean, this is a guy over the last couple of years who has stepped out on a lot of issues, and I find it fascinating because he's able to move and navigate in waters that not too many people can. And you mentioned his background, his family background, his military background. Those are all reasons why. But this is a 5-time NBA champion and a leader of the sport, and he's not afraid to say things like this.
It was a very weird night. For many reasons, which I don't think any of us can, you know, grab onto. It's like trying to figure out the presidency. Same. To this day, I feel like there's a cloud, a pall over the whole country in a paranoid, surreal sort of way. It's got nothing to do with the Democrats losing the election. It's got to do with the way one individual conducts himself. It's embarrassing. It's dangerous to our institutions and what we all stand for and what we expect the country to be. But for this individual, he's in a game show. And everything that happens begins and ends with him, not our people or our country. Every time he talks about those things, that's just a ruse. That's just disingenuous, cynical, and fake.
In an era where we we want guys to shoot it straight with us, whether you agree with him or not. I just wonder how he has been able to do this. Because at some point you got to say it and then keep saying it. And not caring what people think is a big part of this as well. This is a man who, you know, he's won enough to make sure that you understand you caring about what he says doesn't bother him in the least.
Which is ridiculous to think that the number of trophies sitting in a trophy case in San Antonio have anything to do with his thought as an American citizen.
But it's the world that
right.
we live in, too.
Correct.
It was a ridiculous world.
The false equivalence is that it's more important to the.
Oh, dude. Yeah. How many times do we hear, a backup quarterback? Come on.
I don't want to hear that from the punter.
That's right. What I'm saying.
Right.
Right. And we talk about distractions and all these other things in a league where, in a league where, you know, they had to sit down with some of the top players in the league and say, hey, there's a lot going on here. And we need to tread lightly. You know, you guys did your ESPY thing, and we appreciate that, but how can we handle some of these problems? How can we cut off some of these things at the head so we don't have to have this black eye because we're a league that cares a lot about marketing, and we are a progressive league and all these other things. Greg Popovich does not give a damn about any of that. The mission statement, how you feel about it, Greg Popovich is out there, and he has put himself in a place that is extremely comfortable now. Because now, when you said that and when you've been that guy and not caring if people agree with you or not, now you can be that guy for the rest of your life.
However, the fact is that over the last 4 months, a lot more people agree with him. I think the overall, I mean, just looking at poll numbers, just looking at the general sentiment of how the country feels about the decision that it made, that I think part of it is maybe had he said some of these things 4 months ago, right now, it's just very hard to argue against what he's saying. There's no counter argument to it.
It depends on what part of Twitter you're on.
Well, but there's no rational
counter argument for everything.
But there's no rational counter argument. There's no rational way of saying no, you're wrong. It's not, because anybody, any sentient person understands that he's correct.
In sports history, who's put themselves in this kind of position?
Muhammad Ali.
So we got like one or two,
right?
That can say how they feel about anything,
and who puts his money where his mouth is.
True,
because Greg Popovich donates a lot of money to progressive causes.
Scoreboard update:
3:30 from the Chicago Wolves update studio. After dropping 7 of 9 and falling one game below the 500 mark, the Cubs return to Wrigley Field. They start a 10-game homestand tomorrow night. They'll host Cincinnati in Game One. Despite the rough start to the season, the Cubs just 3.5 games behind first place St. Louis. White Sox begin a 10-game road trip during which they'll play three different teams. Tonight they're in Southern California to play the Angels. The Sox have lost 11 of their last 12 games in Anaheim. The Sox have called up right-hander Gregory Infante. NBA playoffs, Washington at Boston for Game 7. Counting the regular season, these two have met 11 times this year, and the road team has never won. Tonight's winner will play Cleveland in the Eastern Conference Finals. Football fourth-round pick Eddie Jackson, the safety from Alabama, signs with the Bears. Fellow fourth-round pick Tariq Cohen signed his deal before the weekend, and Cohen was asked if he bought anything special after it became official.
Definitely no special purposes. You know, I want to try to live my lifestyle as regular as possible. I'm really not a fan of the big fame and all that in the publicity and stuff like that. You know, I still want to be able to go to Walmart and, you know, pick up some items that I need to. So I really don't have no need for any special purchases.
Cohen grew up in Bunn, North Carolina, according to that town's official website.
How do you spell that, Jason?
K-I-S-S-M-Y-A-S-S. That's how you spell it, Dan.
How you spell Bunn, North Carolina.
Yes. Now, okay. According to that town's website, population about 357 people. They couldn't count everybody.
Yeah, people are dying of heroin overdose.
Oh, jeez. He said they had a stoplight, though, Zach. They had a stoplight and they just got a Walmart.
Yeah, never been. So I'll take your word for it. Tennis, Roger Federer will not play in this year's French Open.
When they do the football life of Tariq Cohen and they go back to Bunn, North Carolina, you're going to be right there with him, Zach. I'm telling you.
You'd have to think he's the most famous person in the history of Bunn, North Carolina.
I'm checking as we speak.
I was about to say, now we got to do some research now. You got to be careful.
They don't even have it here.
They don't have a Wikipedia page.
No, they have a Wikipedia page, but they just don't have famous residents. Most do, but they don't.
They do now.
Well, at least we got Mike
number 29 on your Chicago Bears.
I'm surprised I haven't been there. There aren't a lot of places in North Carolina that haven't gotten to one way or another.
Yeah, way too many black people for you. Go ahead, Zach. Sorry, buddy.
College basketball. Former Illini signee Jeremiah Tillman announces he's going to Missouri.
Yeah, Mizzou.
Yeah,
there's a shock.
Getting all the
they
players.
They said that's day one.
Michael Porter Jr. might be going there too, right?
Right. That's what they say.
And Kwanzo is
Kwanzo
out there
getting it done, working it over.
Wee, he out there with that Hugh Freeze bag. Just who wants it? The NCAA is coming for me in about 4 or 5 years anyway. Who wants it? I'm all about it. Get money.
Speaking of money, the closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank.
This is why he is a
Look
pro.
At that.
This is why, though.
For the best loan deals in town,
sharp.
The Dow finishes up 85 points. NASDAQ rose 28. S&P 500 went up 11 points. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tomorrow night at 6:30 when the Cubs take on Cincinnati on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by College Illinois 529 Prepaid Tuition Program.
She just found out how high...
Welcome back. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Watch 670thescore.com. Take your phone calls at 312-644-6767. A lot of people chiming in at 670-11 on the Greg Popovich situation. Just trying to figure out. You said Muhammad Ali. You know, the difference is Muhammad Ali was in a place where, at that time, the racial tension in the country, I mean, African-American men weren't in a level of respect and stature in society, no matter if you're an athlete or not. And of course, it's changed some since then. There's still issues there, but Muhammad Ali stepping out and doing it, and of course, what he was going through with his, you know, his religious conversion and a lot of other influences and variables in his equation. Muhammad Ali doing it then and Greg Popovich doing it now. I'm not saying that Greg Popovich is more courageous than Muhammad Ali or anything like that, but it's different.
Well, it's good. You always say it's good to be white.
No doubt. You can walk around with torches in Virginia.
Some of the slings and arrows. Yeah, you can have a Nazi Confederate march walking down the street with torches, and it's all, yeah, whatever.
Dan, if I saw 100 brothers with torches, I would be scared. Can you imagine if 100 brothers with torches were walking down Michigan Avenue,
right
how
now,
far they would get?
Two steps.
It is amazing. I hit him with the IGBT.
There's 200 guys with torches. Are they white? Yes. Okay. We're good.
How does that happen? 200 guys, you know, chanting and saying you can't replace this or whatever. Fine. Do what you do. But 200 people with fire? 200 people with torches.
The torch.
right. Ben Gordon's at the front of it all. He's just trying to get back on the team. Ben's like, they told me this is how we get back in the league.
I'm desperate, guys. I really want to. I just want to play ball.
He's wearing a Confederate flag T-shirt. He's like, man, I'm down to my last $5 million, y'all. Come on, man.
Torch.
That Orlando thing didn't work out the way I thought it would. But yeah, man. I mean, Greg Popovich has put himself in a place that is very comfortable for him. I don't even know how comfortable it is for the NBA, because every time the NBA thinks that their players, and their players haven't discussed it a whole bunch this year, but every time they think they're in a nice, special place where they're consumers who don't want to hear about politics all the time and all the people who claim they unsubscribe from ESPN.
Which is all a lie.
Yeah, they got one dude right here. Yeah. They didn't learn anything from the 15 million viewers that unsubscribe from ESPN.
Here's the problem.
You got to stop saying that. You got to get some new talking points.
Right.
That's the reason, the issue.
The reason you have to stop is those unsubscribers are disconnecting their cable. Nobody's saying, I see too many black people on ESPN, so I'm cutting off all of my cable. That's not how it works.
You sure?
That's not how it works. Good point for the 773, Vince Lombardi, on social issues, but we didn't find out until much later. He didn't at the time. Yeah, Vince Lombardi, because his brother was gay.
Okay.
And he knew that he had gay players on his team.
Of course.
And or assistant coaches, and made it policy. that he would not countenance any kind of teasing, hazing,
comfortable workplace.
That was, I mean, and it wasn't just that. That Lombardi was a very sensitive soul in a lot of ways that were belied by his reputation as a tough guy, and he was an extremely tough guy, but not for the same reasons that people actually thought. Tough on his principles and what he believed in, but he wasn't outspoken about it publicly.
This from the 630, pretty pompous of Coach Pop to think anyone cares what he thinks about politics. Also, he's not smarter than everyone else or the average educated person either side of the aisle. Sports figures and media thinking they are so much smarter is sad. It's not about thinking you're smarter. It's about having an opinion on the country that you live in. Either way, like that's the sad part of this is like rational discourse is done.
Right.
Like people used to be able to talk to each other about whatever was going on. And now we've got to normalize people like your boy with the torches. Like these people are getting.
My boy with the torches.
That's your man. Him and Robert Griffin III are your guys today.
God, I got to get all against the torches now.
But I'm just saying, like, it's not about being smarter or dumber. I mean, if you pay taxes and you are a contributing member of society, this is affecting you. You know,
they shouldn't have to pay taxes. That's part of the problem. In the first place.
I mean, these people that are standing up
all
in these
people in Chicago taking all my money from downstate.
Hey, man, by the way, for all the, and I'm going to stop right here after this, but for all the old gun law people about the city of Chicago, oh, the strictest gun laws, everybody's getting shot up there. Have you seen the rash of Chicagoland area, like outskirt gun shop break-ins as of late?
Hmm.
Right before the summer? The insurance money goes to the old gun shop and all these guns that were under lock and key inside of these.
A lock upon lock and fail safe systems.
Heavily security, you know, camera system to ass gun shops. All of a sudden it's like, you know,
it happened again.
Right. And then, you know, you make the call like, hey, you know, them boys down the block just hit us up. You might want to come to this back alley, come get this crate, you know? So, yeah, man, a lot of things going on in this city.
You show up and somebody's head, like, where'd you get that crate?
Right. How did you get a military, you know, assembled rifle and you don't even have a GED? Like, how'd you put that one together?
You're not supposed to have an entire crate.
This from the 872. Jim Brown was very outspoken. Again, you know, a guy who he and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Muhammad Ali and Bill Russell, they grew up in a time, they came up in a time and were famous in a time where they were winners and it didn't matter because they were under the same, you know, under the same situations that African-Americans who weren't athletes were.
Got some people want to add their voice to the discussion? They can. Then we'll talk Cubs with Lynn Casper at the top of the hour. The segment brought to you by Sam's Club. Take your backyard barbecue to the next level with instant savings from Sam's Club. Save on electric smokers, brats, Pepsi, and more. Find these savings online or at a Sam's Club near you. The Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to The Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, yeah, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson, it's time for you to once again kind of be the face of the organization.
No, not at all. In fact, nothing in our structure changes. I have to do things this offseason culturally within our building that I think are necessary and are going to change a little bit.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins on the Cubs.
I'm a Chicago kid who grew up in the 90s, so I expect three-peats and dynasties. The goal is to win the World Series every year this core of the Cubs steps on. That's not realistic, but the expectation is absolutely World Series or bust.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
CBS Thursday.
Welcome.
TV's number one comedy, The Big Bang Theory, brings you scientific breakthroughs.
A medium-sized asteroid is still an interesting discovery.
I suppose it could end up on a collision course with Earth and destroy life as we know it.
Ingenious inventions.
Our idea's really good.
I cooked it in the easy bake oven of my mind.
And fascinating facts.
For every action, you have a gigantic and annoying reaction.
Just when I thought you couldn't get any hotter.
Don't miss The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Woo! The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
New CBS Wednesday.
Survivors ready. Go!
20 of Survivor's most risk-taking.
A lot of feelings are going to get hurt.
Groundbreaking.
It's no holds barred.
Legendary players of all time return.
There's never been anybody like me.
And they're rewriting the playbook again.
I'll stab you in the back and you'll say thank you afterwards.
Big moves are going to be made.
Survivor Game Changers.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
New CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
The verdict is in. Tuesday's new hit drama is Bull.
Here comes the fun part.
He's not a lawyer.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth effectively.
He's a jury consultant.
I change juries' minds for a living.
Critics say Michael Weatherly is charismatic.
I'm a big fan.
Witty and hilarious.
It's great to be me, isn't it?
It's a bullseye.
I'll see you in court. I'm looking forward to it.
Michael Weatherly is Bull. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's been an ideal kind of Monday to treat the post-busy sports weekend with everything that's going on and making sure that we find time to for some substantive discussion on a lot of things that have gone on. We've got a lot more to do. We've got more Cubs stuff to do. I'm in between a shoulder shrug and nervous pacing when it comes to the Cubs. I guess it's sort of, maybe I'm shrugging my shoulders while pacing, nervously.
Yeah, yeah. Until I hear it from Cubs fans, like Cubs fans are okay. Like Shep is not sweating about this. You know, Danny Parkins isn't sweating about this. Jay Zawoski's always sweating, but it's not about that.
He's just hot.
Yeah, he's just hot. It's hot. Yeah, I don't feel there might be that, hey, when are our guys gonna start to be our guys again? But They're still lost in the World Series sauce, which I can't blame them. You know, didn't have that luxury being a Sox fan back in the day because it was like, oh, all right, back to feeling bad about
some
life.
Breaking news here from Crane Chicago Business. The Chicago Tribune parent company, Trunk, is going to acquire the Sun-Times.
Is that big?
You think? And according to Crane, says they hope to finally combine the city's two newspapers if they can win approval from the Justice Department. And it would be the sad end of a true two-newspaper town.
I remember every morning my mom sliding the newspapers under my door as a kid.
That's great.
Yeah.
The newspaper's a big part of our lives, too. A big part of our morning, big part of our ritual. Yeah. My dad used to come home from work with Chicago Daily News, the afternoon paper.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'd read the sports and get ink all over my fingers reading the New York, the Chicago Daily News. And it was, then switching from that to the Trib, getting in your habits. And
What's a piece of nostalgia that your kids don't get a chance to experience that you're upset about?
Television channels having to watch what was on 257, 9/11, 32, and 44.
Oh, don't sleep on channel 66 WGBO.
That wasn't really
Samurai Sunday.
Wasn't really part of my life.
Jerky,
but you turn it on.
Was it WGBO?
And you flip it, you flip it, you flip it, you flip it. You pick something.
You got eight channels.
A television. There was something called TV commercials.
Oh, look at this guy
that you had to watch.
Like, Tanny, is if I was like he was waiting for someone to ask him
and
this.
These,
I didn't know
these kids. Oh, I've got some Modern Families I have to catch up on.
I got some
more Andrew Zimmern Bizarre Foods. Here's seven of my favorite shows. They're just I'll just watch what I want whenever I want to. No. How are you gonna learn? How are you gonna watch your damn commercials during your cartoons? How are you gonna learn about the Blue Star counterfeit diamond ring? Flawless, full of fire and brilliance, dispersing a blaze of spectral colors like tiny rainbows. How are you gonna learn? You're not gonna be able to memorize this stuff against your will because it's running during Tom and freaking Jerry.
It's funny because
Grand Bernstino over here. Damn.
My daughter watches a lot of cartoons like on Amazon Prime and stuff like that, and sometimes there'll be like a 10-second ad in front of it, and I got her saying, oh, come on already. Like, she's not going to know about commercials, probably.
10-second ad? A 10-second ad? Are you kidding?
That's it. When I was producing your show, I was telling Terry, like, the only place that we're going to be forced to watch commercials...
Sports.
Is the internet. Like YouTube.
Yeah, well, that's true too.
The people can't wait to skip ad in 5 seconds or less. People can't. They're just tapping that corner like, yeah, come on, 5 seconds already.
How are you going to get kids hooked on sugared cereals without television commercials? That was half my life.
But
next horrible sugared cereal.
I think they still have the kids though. Chris, because in the morning when I watch SpongeBob SquarePants,
it's like nothing but commercials.
And Paw Patrol, I'm not fast forwarding. They got me there for like 15, 20 minutes while the kid is, eating and then throwing up on himself and being wiped down and all the other stuff. Like, they got me in the morning. So those commercials are there for you. I was going to say cassette tapes and CDs.
Yeah.
You know, having like making sure like people took care of their music.
I had a head cleaner cassette thing for my Alpine stereo.
I used to know how to, if I got a tape that I didn't like, I used to know how to dub over by breaking the caps on the top. Used to take care of your music too, because CDs, you didn't want to, if you got a scratch on a CD, it was always like in the middle of a song that you loved. And you had to put your name on a CD because everybody in your dorm room was a damn thief. Like, those things are the things that I think kids are going to miss out on. You just went in on television. That was pretty. That was spirited.
Bryant in Peoria, you're on the score. Hi, Bryant.
Hi, guys. I was thinking about what you were saying about why these guys stand out so much at a gut level. I think who voiced their political opinion, I think it's because they're in a business that function is to totally distract us from those things.
Well, maybe. I mean, that's sort of another way of describing the stick to sports argument.
But is it really distracting? Like, what's more?
Sports have always been progressive and political.
But what's more political than a flyover?
What I meant was sports in general. I mean, back from gladiator times, it was to distract us from what's going on around us.
Oh yeah, I'm not like throwing it at you like, oh, what about this? But I'm saying like the political statements that are made every single game or every single big game.
Having been compelled to sing your nation's anthem, which is ridiculous.
These are all political statements. Ridiculous. So it's like
the sponsored honoring of veterans,
right?
Which is just a way of wrapping yourself in free cheering for people. Look at this. This honoring of veterans brought to you by. Right. Is there anything more crass than that? Than selling that?
And when I'm in the, and I'll, hey, full disclosure, when I'm in the stadium and they bring out a veteran.
You don't want to be the guy that took a picture of you.
I stand up and I appreciate it, you know, especially like right now my family is going through it because my little cousin Ian is in Kuwait right now and he just lost his patrol leader. And the only way that I can interact with him is through Instagram. So he puts up the pictures of this guy, and I'm like, when I see the picture, I'm like, he probably just lost that guy. And then you read the caption, and I think of him in those ways. So yeah, man, I mean, I think sports have been politicized, politicized for a very long time now. It's just who's saying it to you and how deep in your corner you're allowed to be.
And what has become so endemic to sports that you don't even recognize it as sociopolitical anymore? Like you say, here come the fighter jets.
Flyovers.
Yeah, fighter jets.
Death machines.
Yeah, machines of war.
The death machines.
Big,
dude.
Fast machines of war designed to kill hundreds of people for us.
That's right.
Yeah! Go Buccaneers!
Yeah, man. Like, you've been desensitized to it, and then all of a sudden, a quarterback with an afro makes, I would like for the police to stop shooting people if they're not armed. And then all of a sudden, it's
you
like,
shut up! Bring back the flying death machines!
And then he's like, hey, no, I'm not talking about the good cops. I'm talking about the bad ones. You know, like bad doctors. I don't want to hear that! You wore socks where guys were dressed as pigs. I'm like, oh God, here we go. And then you got the people who are fighting for voter rights for decades now who are mad that he didn't vote. And Pop comes out there, grabs his junk every time he's in front of a microphone. He does it like once a month now where he's like, and by the way, I'm glad you asked me about our pick and roll defense. Let me tell you why Congress can't get anything done. Like, it's amazing the zone that he's found himself in.
This segment has been brought to you by Jimmy John's. Got a party later? Jimmy John's caters with customizable box lunches, easy to carry mini Jimmies, and tasty sides.
Jimmy's wearing a hat.
Jimmy John's has you covered. Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's, freaky fast, freaky fresh.
We need to get Antonio Cromartie on over to Jimmy John's. You see, it happened again.
He impregnated somebody.
14. We got to take a
That's
break.
That's 14. And he had 14. A vasectomy, I thought.
Did he blast through a vasectomy?
Yes, he
not, was, not literally.
He was so potent that he undid his vasectomy.
Waving Wendell is at the bottom of his testicles, like, come on through.
Gets back to the old joke about the tuxedo.
All right, here we go.
Nope, not gonna do it. We have Len Casper joining us next on The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car. Paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Spring is finally here, which means the days are getting longer and the nights are getting shorter. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you know that some nights can seem endless. If you have sleep apnea and you can't get relief from your CPAP machine, there is another option. And it doesn't require a mask or hose. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the quiet, restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA approved and is currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renters Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse, renterswarehouse.com.
Digital dating has brought us all kinds of new terms. Terms like breadcrumbing, when someone communicates just barely enough to string you along, but not enough to make a commitment. Or benching, when someone keeps up a great stream of tweets or Snapchats or whatever, but won't actually get together in person. And then there's ghosting, when someone you've